My dad just called me and said that I owe $480 from my tax return because apparently if I just had 10 more dollars taken out of my check every single week, then I wouldn't owe anything at all. And I said, what?
Surprise.
What? I owe money for working? I owe money for working because, yeah. And also, Dad, that sounds like a scam. You are telling me that if only 10 more dollars every week came out, then I wouldn't owe the $480? How was I supposed to know that? First of all, how am I supposed to know that? Second of all, who am I, how do I control that? And why is that a thing? How do you tell your employer, oh, take 10 more dollars out of my paycheck every week so that I don't owe money when my tax return is done? What? What?
Man. Welcome to reality, kid. Yep, that's right. They don't teach it in school. Yeah, but I bet she knows what the powerhouse of a cell is.
This is strange.
Something ain't right, and damn it, it's time that we find out.
At this point, paying taxes is like a rite of passage into adulthood. You truly don't understand anything about the world until you have to pay bills and pay taxes. It's
that's
funny
true.
Because I got a younger sister that's in Gen Z, and she was all for raising taxes, free health care, student loan forgiveness, and as soon as she seen that money taken out her first check, that opinion started to change.
That's what happened, too, whenever they had the COVID stimulus money, is that everybody was gung-ho, oh, let's give these people money, let's let them, you know, let's make it to where they don't have to struggle, like, oh, well, we don't want to let that happen to them. And then whenever Taco Bell was closed, people are like, listen, hey, yo, you're going to have to work, all right? But I didn't mean it like that. Like, you gotta, look, man, we can't just be giving you money. Like, you gotta work. Remember
explain
that?
Explain to her, the more
during
money
COVID.
You make, the more money is gonna be taken out. And out of that money that's taken out, almost none of it's going to what you want it to go
that's
to.
Right.
In fact, some of it's going to an entirely different country because our government's proved to be incompetent.
Thank God.
She got a better understanding of what it means.
Thank God. I tell you one fucking fact, is that you think that's not what's gonna happen? You think the money's not going to other countries? Then tell me why the highest tier of detect tree of the tank is one from Israel in War Thunder. Why is it that the highest, most advanced tech tree in War Thunder, the tank is from Israel? Ain't that crazy?
Being American. Yeah, socialism is an easier concept to stomach when you're a kid and you're used to your parents just giving you free stuff. But as soon as you got to start working for that stuff, you understand the actual value of it. Mm-hmm. This is a real example of taxes.
Damn.
You owe us taxes. How much do I owe? You get to figure that out.
Right.
Can I just pay what I want? No, we know exactly how much you owe.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to guess the number too. But what if I guess wrong? Jail.
I can't eat!
Oh.
I'm broke, nigga! I'm broke!
I don't think there's any...
By the way, you usually don't go to jail if you fuck up your taxes. I fucked up my taxes before. I didn't go to jail. They just send you a letter. They say you need to pay the rest of the money. Yeah, you only go to jail if you do it on purpose. You do it a lot. Like, that's really what it is. Like, you're trying to, like, obscure payments. You just pay more. Yeah, you just pay a fine and penalties.
Anything wrong with adults living with their parents.
Yeah.
I don't think people understand. Right now, the average amount of money you have to make in order to live by yourself is $60,000 a year, meaning you have to get paid $30 an hour. Come here. And that is just to cover.
Jesus Christ.
Rent, that's not including furniture, that's not including other bills, that's not including car issues, right? If you were to put all that together,
God,
you have to make about $75,000 a year, meaning you have to get paid over $35 or $40
for
an
taxes.
Hour. So if you know somebody that is making you feel bad because you live at home with their parents, unless they are making $40 an hour at their job, they're definitely lying to you about their living situation. They either live in a closet or they have four roommates.
Yep.
There's nothing wrong with staying with your parents right now. now, because at this moment in time, the new generation, they can't save any money.
Well, this is only going to get worse. I remember whenever I was like 21 and 22, this is the same thing that was happening. Like, because that was like in the midst of the recession that we had back then. That was like a little bonus recession. Yeah, it was the same exact thing.
Thing going up is the cost of things, not the actual payment towards their lives.
That's not ridiculous. That's not ridiculous to say that.
Yeah, I don't care what nobody say. If you blessed to have parents that love you, there's absolutely nothing wrong with staying home until you're ready to leave.
Obviously
I've seen
not.
People leave home prematurely for multiple reasons. Sometimes it's because of dysfunction, but usually it's just because they don't want to live under their parents' rules. And to be honest, what usually happens is they go and get an apartment, and since they got to pay the rent for the apartment, they go and get a low-wage job because they don't have any job experience because they rush themselves out of the house, and they end up spending more time at the job than they do enjoying the freedom away from their parents. And then it just becomes a cycle because those low-wage jobs are only going to pay you so much. So if you got parents, that's a huge advantage. Stay home until you're ready. I have a buddy that's 27 years old. He owns an entire moving company, but he still lives with his parents.
Man, imagine that.
By the time he leaves, he's going to be able to put a 50% down payment on whatever house he wants.
Tell him to bring me my money.
What's going on here at the migrant crisis? What do people think about the migrants here inside Chicago?
I don't some real shit think they need to go on back where they at, Joe. We ain't got enough room for them.
True, brother. Oh my God!
Right now,
let's be nice. Yep. We don't have to go there. I mean, you're not wrong, but you didn't have to say it.
And where should they go?
Shit, somewhere.
Shit. I just love this. It's so good. Just telling it how it is. Yeah, bro. Like, yeah. Shit. This is so fucking funny.
But you didn't have to say it.
And where should they go?
Shit. Somewhere. Where's room for them at? Yeah. Either if it's back to where they at or another little city. But Chicago, Tupac, man, we already got a lot going on.
What do you think about them giving them free hotels, free phones?
Ooh. That's what I'm saying. They treating them better than real residents. Like, they giving them shit that they ain't give us.
Damn.
And we born and raised in Chicago. They come here giving them 15.
It used to be they were taking our jobs. Now it's we got no houses left. Yeah.
8,000 they name, a GN link, all type of shit. I'm down. But you got homeless people sleeping on the street. You know, they fucked up, but y'all bringing people in, treating them better than motherfuckers who from Chicago. I don't like that, though.
What's your direct message to Mayor Johnson, then?
Man, fix this. Get this shit together, bro.
Man. Fix this shit. Yeah, like it's not his job to know what to do. Solid message. Yeah, he's right.
Help the city. Don't just be all talk. You talk that talk to get in there, live it. Stand on business.
Yeah, allowing immigrants to.
Bro, this must be his first election that he's been paying attention to. You know, like, damn. So, like, the dude got in there. He said he was going to do something that didn't happen. Oh, man. First time, huh? Oh.
Come in, and then giving them more benefits than Americans that have been paying taxes their entire lives is just crazy to me. I'm not sure what the game plan is. I'm not sure if it's for cheap labor. I'm not sure if it's to stabilize the population because we're at a declining birth rate. I was actually talking to my wife about this recently, and this might sound a little bit pessimistic, but this is kind of what I'm starting.
I think we have a declining birth rate because people don't want to have kids because they can't afford it. That's the reason. It's not really that complicated. Like most of the times whenever I see people that are like, oh yeah, we decided not to have kids or like we're not having kids. The main reason why is because they're focusing on their career, or it's either a direct or an indirect reason that's related to money, because people mainly focus on their career so they can make money and feel more financially stable. So like, it's not really that you're career focused. It's that you feel like you need to be career focused in order to have stability for a family. So like, you see it. Yeah. Daycare costs is a bunch of other shit, right? There's a lot. And so a lot of them, like, I hear this and I see people talking about it And it's because they simply don't have the money. They don't have the money. Kids cost a lot to be born. Yeah, exactly. I don't want my kids growing up in a dying climate on Earth. Yeah, yeah, for sure. But like, I think that every single one of them, like, there's money is like a huge factor. Now, and don't get me wrong, there's plenty of broke people that have kids, right? But I think that the problem is that the conscientious people, it's almost like it's like an unironic idiocracy situation, right? Where the people that are the most financially illiterate and irresponsible are having the most kids because they don't understand it. Give me a second. My dad's calling me real quick. Yeah, yeah, what up?
Gary?
It's Zach. My dad thought I called the wrong person. I think his stream is lagging because he said the reason why people do it too is because they don't have the freedom to like go travel or go do anything. And I think that's also true. It's because also I think the reason for that though is like people that don't have the freedom to do that is because they weren't able to do that when they were young because they didn't have the money. I feel like one of the, like, if you look at, you know, like, I've used this example, right, with, like, you know, a lot of different ways to get to the number four. I feel like the number four right now is money. And so, like, people want to travel because they weren't able to do that when they were younger because of money. People can't buy a house because of money. People want to advance their career because of money. Like, everything always goes back to money, I think. In almost all cases. Not all cases, but almost all.
Think. Maybe they're bringing in immigrants to help with production when it comes to manufacturing bullets or whatever we might need for World War III. Or maybe it's just so they can be soldiers in World War III. But either way, if you're the average American, you should be upset because Americans can hardly afford to eat and we're giving our tax dollars to people that aren't even from here.
It's not going, you know what I'm saying? It ain't going, nah, it ain't going to work.
I literally just did my taxes and I owe money. I call my dad. I'm like, did I do this right? He's like, I don't know. Maybe you should pay someone to do your taxes for you.
Yeah.
I said, does it sound like I'm in the position to be paying someone else to do my taxes when I already owe the government money? Oh my God. What is this scheme?
That's right.
God, are you there?
And if you don't do it, you go to jail. That's the way it is. Just buy more money. True.
It is me, Sarah. I hate being an adult.
You can't take responsibility.
Oh, bro. This guy will have like he'll have some person on the stream and he'll be like, so let me get this straight. You are in debt because you like buying old video game systems, and it's like, so you spent $3,000 a month on buying vintage video games and you don't have any money? Have you thought about not doing that? And they're like, yeah, I thought about buying PlayStations instead. It's like, basically he brings on people that it's like, these are people that don't know what 7 times 3 would be, right? The guy that has three cars. Yeah, it's like, yeah, I bought a I bought an $8,000 car. I pay $15,000 a month or $1,500 a month on it, and it's a 36 month lease. You know?
The future is not there.
$152K in bad debt. That's a lot of money at 25, bro. Like, you got to be like, that's impressive. I'm going to be real. I think that's impressive that you racked up that much. That's like a high score. Really? Like, that's impressive, man. Holy.
Yeah, I don't know. I keep thinking about the worst case scenario.
What, bankruptcy?
Or kill yourself?
Yeah.
That'd be really.
Well, that'd be a good idea. You do that right away because that way you put it on cooldown for 7 more years. You do it again. You gotta always be cheating, man. You gotta always be cheating. Yeah, be cheating, not pay the money, do whatever you can, right? Yeah, exactly. He knows? Absolutely, yeah. Like, the thing is that there, this is who it really fucks over, right? Is it fucks over these, like, you know, oh, I'm going to do the good thing and I'm going to do the right way. Uh-uh, bro. Like, you think the people that wrote the rules are doing that? You fuck no, man. And whenever you're in a circus, you better act like a clown. Like, you absolutely need to do that. Run up the money, spend the fucking money, write it off, say you're not going to pay it. They send it to a debt collection agency. Then they can't legally garnish your wages anymore, depending on the state that you live in. Then eventually the debt collection agency reports it to the IRS as income for you. And then that year you just don't make any money, so you don't have to pay taxes on that money. You get a deferral for your taxes, and then you get that call it forgiven by the government. But you have to be cheating all the time. Like, always be cheating, man. ABC, always be doing whatever you can to get the money, because if you're not doing that, somebody else is going to do that. It's more common than you think. 10 people have over 100k in student loan debt. Yeah, I know a friend that has that. Yeah, Trump went bankrupt 4 times. Yeah, of course you had to do that. Yeah, you have to always be cheating, man. That's it. For legal reasons, this is a joke. Well, it's like you want to take out one credit card and then pay off another credit card and then just stop answering phone calls from both of them, but then make it to where, like, the amount is not high enough to where they try to seek legal repudiation, proceedings from you. So you want to balance out, like, you know, scam like 5 people for 10K rather than like 1 person for 50K. And then that way they can probably just write your debt off. Rather than like, so then that's why you take out the extra credit cards and you do that as well. And then you have, let's see, what's some other things you gotta do? Stop with the how to. Yeah, there's just a lot. Debtors hate this guy. Well, you just have to do student loan should be tax deductible. Well, all I'm six cards, rotation 5K. Exactly. Yeah. And not financial advice. No, this is not financial advice. And Warren Buffett said the top 100 companies paid their taxes. No American would ever have to pay again. Yeah, but it's like people don't understand. It sounds easier to just get a job. Nah, bro, it's actually super easy to do this. Like, yeah, it's super, super easy. Always be cheating. Yeah, always be cheating. Do whatever you can to, like, save money. Like, there would be other things that I would suggest, but, like, that probably would, like, legitimately get me in trouble. But yeah, like, regularly take things, like, pay things off in, like, an amount, like, you know, pay things on, like, a, you know, a payment plan, and then damage the product to where they can't get it back from you, and then stop paying for it, and that way you keep it. And, like, they probably won't press charges unless it's really expensive. So then you only do it with cheap things, right? You always, like, bro, always be cheating, man. Always.
To go through at 25, but
especially with my car,
because, like, she's crying, she doesn't get it, she doesn't understand it.
What's kind of stopping me from going that route? Because
yeah,
you have $152,000.
That's a car loan for $16,000. This girl is stupid with money. She's stupid. Like, you $16,000 for a car loan? Why you need to buy a car for $16,000? That's nuts. Like, that's too much for a car. Yeah, that's way too much for a car, man. Average car price is 46K. Yeah, it's an average, right? I'm talking about, like, bro, if you have no fucking money and you're 25, you are below average. Quit buying a car for $16,000. And this is, by the way, this is the amount of money that's left. It's not counting down payment, money that's already been paid on this car. It could be like a $40,000 car. What are you doing? Yeah, drive a beater. Yeah. What are you doing? You being an idiot. My car's 3K paid up front.
Yeah.
$1,000.
To be fair, like, used cars have gone up a lot in price recently, right? Like, I don't know if they've started going back down again, but I probably not because of inflation, right?
Oh, $152,027.
Damn.
In bad debt.
Yeah.
That is a number that just shouldn't even be considered.
Yeah.
As a number for someone in your age. That's like you having a mortgage or something.
Yeah, $125,000 of debt at the age of 25. You might as well go ahead.
That's I'm going to be real. Like, I think that the, you know who's at fault? You know who fucked up here? She's 25. She fucked up, number one. Number two is the schools. How much you want to bet that she probably not that good at math? That she don't understand what percentages are and shit like that, right? It's the education system. Yeah, the parents also, nah. It's the school's job to teach the kids. Yeah, of course it's the parents too. But like, I guarantee you, bro, like, she probably like, what's 8% of 100? And this would be a problem. You know, like, what is compounding interest? This would be a problem. 17% of $80,000. This would be a problem. You see what I'm saying?
And file for bankruptcy. At least she's single with no kids. It's probably the best time to do it. Two of my buddies lived together in their early 20s. And when I say buddies, I mean guys that I've known since I was 14 years old. Right. There's only four of these people on the planet. I don't use the word friend as just a word to say. But anyway, my two buddies were living together. And I remember this because every time I would come back home from college, they would have a new gadget. They were buying like electric skateboards. Yep. They were buying motorcycles. They were buying cars. Pretty much a bunch of egregious shit that they didn't even really need. And it got to the point where they were working 40 hours a week and could hardly afford to eat because all the money they were dishing out was because the interest rates were high and they were
They got a default on the money. You got to declare bankruptcy. You got it, like, bro, because then it's like if you're living with one guy, like, really, the cooldown is like 3.5 years. You have one guy buy all the stuff for one period of time, then you buy all the stuff next time. And that would see, like, you leapfrog. See, you got to be thinking about this a lot. Yeah, it's the cooldown. Yeah, exactly. Can't default on school loans. Yeah, I know. Like, school loans, so, like, the way that you have to get around that is by not making money. Like, you basically have to assume that they're going to eventually forgive the student loans, and so then you never pay down the principal, and they can't garnish your wages until, like, you make a surprisingly large amount of money. So then you have to figure out other ways that you can invest your money into things that you can monetize or do without allowing it to go above the threshold for wage garnishing. That's what you have to do. Well, like, over 400K? Yeah, exactly. Like, that's, you figure out, like, different ways that you can do that. Military? Not anything you can, man. Become a server making tips? Yeah.
Trying to pay back these people so that they wouldn't get their stuff repossessed. Eventually, some of their stuff got repossessed, and I remember they had a moment of clarity where they realized, the only reason we feel like we're slaves and the only reason we're in such a scarcity mindset all the time is because we've made so much debt. We've built up so much debt from buying shit that we don't even need. So they started working 60 hours a week. And at this time, we're in our early 20s. So these jobs are not good jobs. They're just putting in just grind hours, just grunting it out. 60 hours a week, paying off debt for about a year and a half straight. Eventually, they got to the point where they didn't have any debt anymore. Fast forward to today, they're completely out and they don't want to go back into debt. They save their money. They both make about $100,000 a year. One of my buddies just called me a couple days ago and said he makes he just got a $20,000 raise on his salary.
That's a lot. God damn, that's a lot of fucking money. I did that, paid $35,000 in student loans in 2 years. Yeah, that's a fuck.
And the other buddy owns a pharmacy, is a partial owner in a pharmacy in Kenya. So they're both doing pretty well.
In Kenya,
and it's because once they got out of that scarcity mindset, because they actually got to keep the money that they were making because they weren't.
I think also, like, that's just what happens whenever you're young, right? Is like, whenever you're young, you don't have a lot of skills or, like, experience or anything like that. So, like, obviously you're going to be dumb.
Buying shit they don't need.
Yeah.
It gave a lot of clarity, and they could actually make decisions with a rational mind instead of just living in a scarcity mindset their entire lives. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, I don't know if the economy is ever going to get any better, but the best thing you can do from my experience is to live way below your means and never go into debt, especially for something you don't need.
And that's a fact.
Yeah, there's so many people, bro. Like, people go crazy with spending money. What's sad about it to me is that there's so many young people that feel like they need to buy all this expensive shit, and they do that, and then they ruin their life. That's what it is. I'll link y'all the video. This is a good video. He write about pretty much everything. I'm gonna be honest, I think so. Like, yo, any young person isn't paycheck to paycheck. Yeah, exactly. Like, well, it's because people try so hard to spend money or to, like, look good or whatever, and it ends up ruining their life. I think that's really what the problem is. Yeah, buying shit you don't need. Yeah, exactly. Like, buying shit you don't need. Isn't it an IRL stupid tax? Yeah, exactly. Of course it is. You know, put medical debt on a credit card. Medical debt doesn't have interest. Well, if with medical debt, what you want to do is you want to say that you're going to pay it in cash So they have a lower, because like they'll give you a lower amount and then tell them that you're going to do it in payment plans. And then you only pay a small amount of it and then you never make another payment. And they'll write it off immediately. Like my mom did that like tons of times, right? It's super, super easy. Yeah, it's a horrible fucking idea. Don't put that card. Yeah, never put it on a card. Yeah. How does he know? Because, I mean, bro, like it is what it is, right? I mean, you gotta, like, bro, ABC, always be cheating. Always be cheating. You have to. That's the thing. And it's like you can be like, oh, well, that's not. And by the way, guys, it's not good to do this. It's not good. It's bad to do this. You're about to get audited, bro. Like I have not been audited, but they fuck, bro. Like I had to do a tax payment recently. And it's not good. I mean, it's not something I'm going to cry or complain about, right? But like, yeah, I had to do a tax payment recently. Well, now the it's a lot quarterly. Yeah, well, no, I set up like it's a no the accountant. Well, I'll tell you this, right? Just the accountant for my taxes is $5,000 a year. Like that's where we're at. And it's a lot. It's not bad. I don't know. The last one I had was like 500. Right? That's a firm price. Yeah, it's a lot. I'll be right back. Gotta read through the gotcha spends? Yeah, actually, I'll be right back.